Oh hi, it's Mac, it's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. And it's the 1st of January, about 4 p.m. heading back over the first wooden bridge into the park. Just, you know, walk up the town. Most things are closed. It was really just to walk up and stretch legs, even though once again the rain has come on and it's turned into a right miserable afternoon. But anyway, no matter. So this is my, if you like, my New Year's Day thoughts and wishes. First off, I really would like to say that having all my friends, all you, my friends on Audio Boo, to be there around me every day is just fantastic. I can't imagine not having Audio Boo to listen to my friends tell me about their days or their nights or their events or occasions or just their troubles or the things that bother them in the day. It's just wonderful to have that. So I guess I'd like to say that mention some observations about Audio Boo in the past year. And one of those observations is the fact that, and I mentioned this, that earlier on in the year, once February had passed, it seemed to me that the community that we did have established had fallen away, it had diluted. And that kind of bothered me a bit. But then again, as the year went through, it seemed to gather more momentum. As far as I'm concerned, the last few months up till now has been absolutely great. Seemed to be much more communication with each other, much more community spirit, and much more audio booing, or much more audio recording, if you like, which is it's absolutely been great. I sent a message to Mark Rock the other day there, wishing him a very happy Christmas, but more to the point, to thank him for establishing this wonderful platform we've got for Audio Boo, and the reason behind his creation, if you like. So I just looked into the fact and I said to him that I was one of many who was gaining through his loss. You know the story about his mum. So as far as Audio Boo is concerned, I think it's just been great. I think that if it continues this way, it can only get better and better and better. The community, that is, the app, the platform, will of course improve as time goes on, hopefully. And although, as always, we lose some friends who stop recording, who stop telling us about what's going on in their lives, so we get new friends come to go along. And that's also the great thing about Audio Boo. You can always find new people to enjoy and to follow and to befriend. So for Audio Boo, that's been great. And of course, before I detach myself from talking about Audio Boo, I do wish you all, every one of you, a very happy and a good new year to yin and all. Money may you hae. And here's hoping that 2014 will be a better year in every respect for you than 2013 was. Even if 2013 was a great year, I still wish you that 2014 will be an even better year. So, what else has happened? On reflection, I've lost some friends, some mostly older friends who have died. Some dear friends, in fact. One particular occasion, I lost Lorenzo. And Lorenzo Boni of ice cream fame, the Bonies ice cream fame. Lorenzo died. He was well into his 80s, but it was a sad loss. And shortly after that, his wife Mary kind of gave up the ghost, as they say, and died very shortly after that. And so that was a lovely couple to lose. So losing people, sometimes losing contact with friends and family. A family member that I lost contact recently, well, not lost contact, but contact has been diminished severely. That's been a bit upsetting. In the same respect, I made my peace with my mum, and not only that, but I found that I had a relation, an auntie that I never knew about before, and that was great. And I also found the grave of my granny and granddad and their mother and father, and that was wonderful. To have that, and to also see the photographs, how my auntie looked at the age of 14 before she sadly died very young. So it's very apt as I pass the playground here in the park that I use the pun of swings and roundabouts. I guess that's what life's all about, isn't it? You get some good times and you get some bad times, and at the end of the day, or the end of the year in this case, it's a balance of life. Balance of life. Life can never always be all good, and it can never always be all bad. There's always a balance, and sometimes when we are down, we can never see that, and sometimes when we are up on the crest of the wave, we can never see the hollow that's coming behind. But that's what happens. That's what life's all about. So what else can I reflect on, health-wise? A big improvement in my mental health of recent, which has been great. Although I have put on some pounds, about 10 or 11 pounds to be precise, I generally feel good and fit about myself, but not as fit, because I used to cycle a lot. And I'm hoping to pick that up again in the new year and maybe get a wee joint or two with Paul Freeman, who stays in my hometown. Paul, who is, of course, at EMA. And hoping to meet some friends on Audioboo, if it's possible, in 2014. That would be nice. Last year, of course. Last year now, I did meet three friends. I met Paul for the first time, Paul Freeman, that is, at EMA. And I met Nama at Cam Waters, and Jeff Shang, who's at Jeff Shang. Of course, they are partners in life. Over there in Israel, and they came over to Scotland for a holiday, and England, and very fortunate I met up with them. So that was great. So that was three friends on Audioboo that I've met. But there's many, many more I'd love to meet, really. It's kind of become a bit of a bug now to meet up with my Audioboo friends. And the more we talk about it. And then, of course, there's the talk about an Audioboo summit in the near future sometime. Of course, raised by a wonderful man, Paul O'Mahony, over there in Ireland, O'Mahony Blog. Whether that will ever come about, transpire, who knows, but why not? If it can be done, it can be done. It's as simple as that. I guess there'll be lots more discussion than that. So what else could I reflect on for 2013? Yeah. Financially, was doing all right. had been doing all right for, or should I say, since I retired a number of years ago. I unfortunately fell foul of pensions, or a particular pension. Basically just at the beginning of the autumn there, which was a bit of a disaster, hoping to be resolved when I'm 65. But unfortunately, having to wait till I'm 65 to find out if it will be resolved. So, a bit of a bitter blow, if you like, with that. Set us back quite a bit weekly. I'm not going to brood on that. What's happened's happened, and it's an ongoing fight. But other than that, it was a pretty good year. Weather-wise, we had an excellent year for a change. A really, really good summer. Not fantastically, gloriously warm, but compared to our previous summers, certainly a blooming good summer. And that's all we asked for here. Yeah, so weather-wise, it was a good year. And up to just now, we haven't had a lick of snow here in this area. And we're now, of course, at the 1st of January, and no snow forecast for the coming week, at least. Maybe we shall get teamed upon in January and February, late in January and February. Snow-wise, I mean. And as for 2014, I have made no resolutions, absolutely none, but we both have made plans that we're really striving to achieve, get the head down, as they say. And guess what I was doing this afternoon between 12 and 2 p.m. No, I wasn't sitting in front of the telly with a dram in my hand. I was out clearing gutters while it was dry, because I knew that they were all locked. I spent 2 hours taking all the dead leaves out, hosing the gutters down in the road pipes, tidying up round about the pathways around the house. And it felt good, because what we normally do on New Year's Day, as I've done for the past 4 or 5 years, is go a wee jaunt in the car to somewhere nice. And because the weather forecast, or the weather wasn't good and the forecast was even worse for this afternoon, we decided we'd just put it off to another day. So I thought, well, if I'm going to start off the new year with positive thoughts for action, why sit in the house for another 2 hours? I sat in the house plenty of hours over the past couple of weeks. So I got out, got the ladders out and started. And you know, when I came in, apart from the fact that I had virtually frostbite my white fingers, and were really painful when it started to thaw out, I really felt great about myself. And maybe stand in good stead from now on. Maybe I'll be motivated to continue that action, or those actions, right through 2014. It's all a matter about motivation. And also I promised myself when I came in from doing that task, I'd have a big dram, so I did. So that was really nice. Even Mary encouraged me to have a dram when I came in with my cold hands, and that's not like her. So I will say plans for the new year, although these are not resolutions, of course, is to get the house, the gardens, the fence work, everything tidied up, sorted and in order. And I won't go into detail about everything. And to get this Jag away and get Mary a nice new car for herself. That hopefully we'll have all that done within the first quarter of this year. And if we manage that, I think we'll be doing pretty well. If it stops raining, that is. By the way, if you find that you've a lot of rain noise on this recording, it's because I have my hood up. Because I'm trying to protect everything from the rain. Not me, the devices. I'm a hardy Scot, you know, I can take the rain. But anyway, as I approach home again, I just wanted to say thanks everyone for being there. Thanks for being such bloody good friends. Thanks for all the audio you put up there to fill my days. And thanks for all the contact that you've made with me throughout the past year. And let's hope it continues. I wish you all the very best, my very, very dear friends. See you by the now.